our message on this morning, dynamic messenger and a gentleman that I really honor and appreciate, you know, awesome testimony and a man of God, and I know he's tired, so we're going to get out of his way and let him bring his work. He got in late from work last night, but he's still up early this morning to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And you know, that's a true servant of God. And we just thank God for him. Amen. And after this song, this solo from our young brother, Michael Hodge, amen, then we're going to bring on none other but Elder Dwight Miller. Amen.
Formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his words. He will come through. Say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his words. He will come through. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Michael, for with that message, that beautiful song. Amen. No weapon formed against me, amen, it won't work. Amen. We're going to bring up our brother, amen, in the ministry, amen, to come and give us the word that God has given him for us today. And none other but our own Elder Dwight Miller. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning to each and every one of you all. Good morning, Elder Hodgins. Amen, First Lady Hodge, amen. And amen to Brother Michael, amen. I thank God, amen, for this ministry, amen. And you all allow me to be able, amen, to just be used for the glory and honor of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing, truly indeed. Yes, I am a little tired in my body, but the Lord was dealing with me, amen, and this message, amen, on today, amen. Even as I was driving over the road near Tampa on last night, amen, God still was preparing me and prepping me, amen, amen. It is truly indeed, amen, a word from the Lord, the word that's on time for each and every one of us, amen, amen. We are always in need of a word. Amen. For the Bible tells us, amen, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you all, amen, would like to tune in with me, amen, on, amen, just the reading of God's word, amen. God's word, amen. Amen. Elder Hodge, can you still see me?
Yes, sir, we got you.
Amen. God's word, amen, will be coming today, amen, from the book of Joshua 1, verse 9. And the reading of God's word says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there. Amen. 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 God said, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid, nor neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen, amen. God says he will be with us wherever we go. Amen. If I were to leave a thought with you today, it would be, we are never alone. We are never alone. Amen. We know, amen, in this day and time, amen, we are faced with all types of trials and tribulations. We are faced with all kind of obstacles, amen. Some, you know, are coming back to back. After you come out of one, amen, you're jumping into another frying pan. Amen. After you come out of another situation, amen, then you're jumping into another boiling pot. Amen. It just seems, amen, like it's just unbearable. Sometimes, amen, the enemy will play tricks with your mind and begin to make you think that you're all alone. But I want to remind you, amen, that you are not alone. Amen. You are not alone. For the Lord thy God said it himself, he will be with you wherever you go. No matter where you go. No matter how you're traveling. Whether you're traveling by plane or boat. Amen. Amen. By bus or car. Amen. Whether you're in a submarine. Amen. In the ocean. Amen. Amen. Below the surface of the earth. Amen. God, amen, is with you. He is with you always, even to the ends of the earth. He said it in his word. He's a God that cannot lie. Amen, amen. I want you to know, amen, that God, amen, he was talking to the Jewish people, amen, and he was explaining to them, amen, that he will be with you in your most troublesome times. He will be with you, amen. Amen, amen. When the fire get hot, amen, and that when you pass through the fire, amen, you will not get burned. Not only that, amen, but that you will not even smell like smoke. Amen. He said when you pass through the waters, amen, that the waters will not submerge you. Amen. He said he will be with you even then when you're passing through the waters. Amen. So sometimes, amen, amen, situations, amen, they do get sometimes so heated up. Amen, that it feels like fire. It feels like you're going through, amen, a burning furnace, amen. But I want you to be reminded, amen, that, amen, even in a situation, amen, when we think back on the three Hebrew boys, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were going through the fiery furnace, amen, amen, but they were never alone, amen. I want you to, amen, to understand that you are never alone, amen. Amen, you are, amen, walking with God. Amen. God is with you. Amen. Every day. Amen. 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 He wants you, amen, to understand, amen, that you're not facing, amen, your battles, amen, alone. Amen. He's not the type of God, amen, that we serve that will just push you out there on the front lines of battle and just stand back and watch. No, God say, I will go through the fire with you. Amen. I will go through the waters with you. He will not leave you alone. God, amen, promised us, amen. He promised us, amen, amen. If you think back, amen, on the psalm, amen, in the psalmist, it says, amen, that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen, amen. It just can't get no better than that. Amen. We just got to honestly believe, amen, and know that God is with us. Amen. No matter what's going on around the world, amen, which is this pandemic, amen, that's crippling people all over the world, amen, with the financial situations, amen, with the troublesome marriage, amen, amen, with the problems on the job, with the boss man, with the boss lady, amen. We know, amen, God knows all about it. He knows all about these situations that you're going through. If he didn't know that, amen, if he knew that, amen, that you couldn't handle it, he would not allow you to go through it. God is allowing you to go through these trials and tribulations to build you up, amen, in your faith, to build you up, amen, in strength, to build you up in your character, amen, amen, amen. Everything that you're going through today, amen, it's just not only for you, amen. You got to think about that. It's not just only for you. It's for somebody in the near future, amen. It's for somebody that's down the road, amen, amen, that you're going to come in contact with. And they're going to be going through these same experiences, amen, these same trials, these same dilemmas, amen. But you're going to be a living and a walking testimony. You're going to be a living and a walking testimony, amen, amen, to encourage someone, amen, that you're not alone, amen. We are never alone, amen. I want you to, amen, to know, amen, amen, even when you're going through, amen, in your body, amen, when your body is wrecking with pain all over, sometimes, amen, it seems like, amen, that you're just sitting there in your home, amen, and you're all alone, amen. It seems like, you know, amen, because your children, amen, are grown and they have moved on, amen, and they might be living in another state, amen, or wherever they may be, amen, amen. When you look around in the house, amen, and it seems like nobody's there, amen. The husband that's at work or the wife is at work, amen, amen, but amen, and it's hurting you all over in your body, amen, just to get up, amen, and move to the bathroom, amen. But I want you to know, amen, you're not alone. Amen. God is there, amen, even, amen, in those troublesome times when you're, amen, you're going through pain in your body. God is there with you, amen, when you're in the hospital, amen. You're lying on that sick bed of affliction, amen. When you're hearing all these little hospital monitors beeping and amen, the IV bag, amen, when it ran out, amen, and start acting up and going crazy, amen, and you hear all these different sounds, amen, amen, in the room next door to you, amen, it seems like somebody over there dying, amen, or something going wrong, amen, but I want you to know, amen, God don't want you to be afraid. God don't want you to be afraid, amen, because he wants you, amen, to have confidence in knowing, amen, that he's going through with you. He's going to go in that surgery with you. He's going to come out of that surgery with you. Amen. No matter what it is, amen, that you're faced with today. Amen. Amen. The enemy, amen, wants to try to put fear in you. He wants to try to cripple you. Amen. Amen. And make you believe, amen, that you're all by yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how that devil will. He will, amen, play these games with your mind. That devil will play these games with your mind and want you to think that you're all by yourself. Oh, yeah, I got you now. Yeah, you're on this hospital bed, amen, and all these little the sounds, amen, and up in the trouble, amen, you and amen, it's going to scare you to your knees. But I want you to know, amen, you can tell that devil, amen, devil, you is a liar. My God is with me. He said that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He will be with me even to the ends of the earth. Yes, 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 to the ends of the earth. Amen. This earth can be strong over 3 or 4 times. Amen. God said he will be with you. Amen. You are never alone. Amen. I want you to know this today. Amen. You got to get this here in your mind. Amen. And have confidence in your God that he would not run out on you. Amen. He would not coward out on you. He would not push you out there on the front lines of battle and turn his back on you. God said, I will be with you. I will be with you. Amen. He said, I am a very present help in the time of trouble. God said he will be with you. No matter what it is that you're going through, amen, today. Amen. Trouble is all over, amen. Trouble is all over the land. Amen. It's over there in Thailand. Amen. It's over there in Russia. Amen. It's over there in China. Amen. No matter where you might want to try to jump on a plane and think you're going to escape all your problems, escape all your trials, amen, and try to flee from all, amen, these burdensome situations. But I want you to know, amen, if you don't pass the test right here, you can fly all the way over there to Egypt. Amen. Your trials is going to face you right over there. Yes, you will still run right into them same trials because God don't want you to cower out. He don't want you to run from it. Amen. He wants you to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And go full force. Amen. Forward into the battle because he wants you to know, amen, that you're not alone because you're going into the battle with him. How many of you know, amen, amen, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, we all know that scripture, amen. But you got to get it down in your heart. You got to get it down in your mind, amen. You got to know, amen, without a shadow of doubt, amen, amen, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is not just only with you, amen. If you're a true believer today, amen, you know that, amen, he lives on the inside. He lives on the inside. God is in you. Amen. So you carry him, amen, just like you carry your purse. You carry him, amen, every day like you carry your wallet. Amen. You carry him every day, amen, when you step out the house. Amen. Amen. When you got that soda in your hand or that orange juice in your hand or that coffee in your hand, you got God with you too. Yes, God is with you. He is with you always, even to the ends of the earth. I don't care what's going on today in the land. Amen. Every time, you know, turn on the news, amen, yes, we might see something frightening. We might, you know, hear something disturbing. Amen. But that's life. That's life, people. Don't sit up there and let the TV frighten you to death, amen, and cause you to panic and cause you, amen, not to live the blessed life that God has provided for you. God is not waking you up each and every morning, amen, to bless you, amen, to see the sun shine, amen, amen, and the moon rise, amen, at night, amen, just for you to be shaking in your boots. He's not, amen, waking you up every morning, amen, just to trouble you and put fear in you. That is not the God we serve. He said, amen, for he has not given up the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You got power today, amen. You got dunamis power, amen. You got Jesus power on the inside to face whatever it is that you're going through today. There's always, amen, something that you're going to go through today. Amen. It's something you're going to always go through tomorrow. It's something you're going to always go through in the near future if you just keep on living. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, you can go through any trial or any tribulation today. Amen. Because you got Jesus on the inside. Jesus is with you, amen, always. You are never alone, people. I want you to understand, amen, we are never alone. Amen. The enemy, amen, is trying to play tricks with all of our minds. Amen. And this time and day, amen, because, amen, amen, this is a day and time, amen, as the Bible speaks, amen, amen, that perilous times will come. Amen. Where men will grow worse and worse, being deceived and deceiving others. But I want you to know, amen, we ain't got no reason to fear. Amen. Those things, amen, they're going to take place because God said so. Just as God promised, amen, and said so in his word that these things are going to come to pass, that we're going to be living in the days of perilous times, amen. You can believe, amen, just like he said, amen, that he would never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you, amen, always. He's never has left you. He's never left your side. You might maybe feel that way at some point, that it looked like God has left you, that God has abandoned you. Amen. God has never left you. He has never abandoned you. Amen. Sometimes, amen, amen, you know, we have so much of that filth in our ears, amen, where the enemy, amen, has been whispering in our ears, amen, causing us, amen, to start to think lunatics, amen, amen, to think crazy, amen, to think, amen, 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 beyond, amen, what God can do. Amen. See, that's his whole strategy. The enemy will play these games. He will talk and get into your head, amen, and make you think, amen, that you're all alone. That's how he can put his fear in us. That's how the enemy can put his fear in us, by making us think that you're all by yourself. Oh, I got you now. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you was up there whooping and hollering, jumping around in church, clapping your hands and stomping your feet. Yeah, you were putting on a nice old praise dance. You were cutting the rug up on the floor in the church. Yeah, I know, uh-huh. But boy, look here, I'm going to shake you to your boots. Yeah, I'm going to stir up some mess. I'm going to get in your head. I'm going to cause you, amen, to think the opposite of what the word of God has just told you, what the word of God has just promised you. I'm going to stir up some mess, amen. I know how to get you, but I want you to know, amen, amen. Yes, you know how to get him. All you got to do, amen, is rebuke him. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Put him in his place. Let him know, devil, you is a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power. You already been defeated. Yes, you've already been defeated. This just a walk that I got to walk through. You've already been defeated. I have already won. I've won, you lost. Devil, you lost. I want you to know, amen, I serve you. Know this, Satan. Get thee behind me. You have already lost. You have been defeated. In the name of Jesus, and the blood is against you. Oh, how many of you all believe that today? How many of you all believe, amen, amen, that you have victory in the name of Jesus? We have victory in the name of Jesus. Jesus is on our side. He has never left us, neither will he ever leave us. He said that he will be with us even to the ends of the earth. Amen, amen. I just want you to know, amen, that God, amen, he said that he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen, amen. If you don't want to believe nobody else, believe the one who died for you, the one who hung and bled on the cross for you. Amen, amen. I don't know nobody else that have took those stripes for me. Nobody else, amen, that have bled and died on the cross for me. Amen, amen. Other than, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you ain't going to believe nobody, amen, believe the one who died and who hung himself on the cross, amen, for you and I, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Amen, that we can live boldly in this world, this evil and crooked world. Yes, we know that the world is evil. We know that, yes, you know, it's problems, amen, it's tribulation in this world, amen, but we can go through it today. We can face it today. We can face any obstacle. We can face any trial. We can face anything, amen, that come before us today. Because we know, amen, that God said that not only, amen, that we are conquerors, he said that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Yes, yes, yes. All we got to do is just speak it. Speak it in existence. Amen. Speak to your trials today. Speak to yourself and encourage yourself today. No matter what it is, amen, that you're faced with today, you can go through it because Jesus is on your side. You got Jesus on your side. Amen, amen. You didn't accept Jesus in your life, amen, for you to start to fear now. That wasn't the purpose. That wasn't the purpose of you accepting Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior. You accept Jesus Christ in your life to be your Lord and Savior to protect you, to shield you, to encourage you, to comfort you. Amen, amen. Jesus said, amen, when he left the scene, amen, he said that I will leave a comforter with you to guide you and to lead you. And Jesus has left us a comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, Jesus lives on the inside of us. He's on the inside of us. So every time, amen, when you put on, amen, your nice outfit, amen, and when you dress up, amen, and amen, when you put your tie on, amen, amen, no matter what it is, amen, when you do your hair, amen, and you step out the door, amen, amen, wherever you go, amen, when you grab your purse, amen, when you remember to put your keys in your pocket, amen, just know, amen, Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. He's always watching. He's always present. Amen. He's omniscient. He's an, amen, on-time God. God is everywhere at the same time. He knows all things. He knows what you're going through, people. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what, amen, amen, what everyone is going through. But he wants you to know, amen, that you are never alone. You're never alone. We don't have to fear like the people out there in the world. They have all these fears, amen, because they don't have what we have, and that is Jesus. We have a Lord and a Savior, amen. We have a Lord and a Savior, amen, to be there for us, to care for us, to nurture us, amen, amen, amen. I want you to know, people, amen, that, amen, it's a troublesome world, amen. I'm not going to sit up here, amen, and try to sugarcoat it. This is a troublesome world. But yet, amen, we are, amen, capable of going through whatever it is that the Lord has allowed us to face. Because if God didn't allow us to face these things, amen, we wouldn't be going through them. So you got to think about that. You have to think about that. If God didn't intend for us to go through these different problems and trials and tribulations, they wouldn't be before us. But they are before us because God, he already knows, amen, that we can pass the test. He already knows that we can withstand anything that he allows to come before us. God already knows, amen, what he has placed on the inside of you, amen, that you are capable of going through it today. You are capable, amen, of overcoming it today. God knows it. You just got to get it into your heart and believe it for yourself. You just got to know, amen, that hey, if God is on my side, amen, who can be against me? Amen. That sounds like the words of a champion. That sounds like a person, amen, amen, that just know, amen, automatically that they have victory in the name of Jesus. Yes, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I got big Jesus on my side. What about you today? Amen. I'm never alone. I know sometimes the enemy might try to come and play these games in my mind, amen, and try to tell me, oh, you're all by yourself. But I want you to know, amen, God, he promised to never leave us, nor forsake us, nor abandon us to the will of our adversity. God promises. He promised, amen, that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. So no matter what you're going through today, God sees it all. He knows, amen, about that wicked boss, that boss lady or boss man on the job. He knows about that evil co-worker or co-workers. He knows, amen, about those troublesome people in the neighborhood, your next door neighbors or whoever it may be. God knows all about it. But he has given you something, amen, to carry with you. He has left you a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to enable you to go through any trial, any tribulation, any test that come up against you. God has equipped you for battle. So take the time to put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God and go through, amen, whatever it is that you have to go through, knowing that you are not alone. You're not alone today, people. We have Jesus, hallelujah. We have Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We carry him like we carry a purse or a wallet. We carry him everywhere we go. If Jesus lives on the inside of your heart today, amen, just know. Just know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is with you wherever you go. No matter where you go today, no matter where you have to travel, I don't care how bad it is, amen, in that city or in that state or in that country that you might be traveling to, that you don't heard so much chaos about. Just know, amen, that you're taking Jesus with you. And if you take Jesus with you, you have no reason to fear. Because you're not alone. Jesus is more than a whole world against you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is. He's more than a whole world against you. I don't care how many stack up against you. I don't care how many surround you. How many of you know, amen, the angels of the Lord account about all those who fear him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I would like to just encourage you all today. I would just like to encourage you all today. Just remember that Jesus is on your side. We are never alone. Amen. Thank you all. I pray, amen, that each and every one of you all have received, amen, the word of God on today. That we are never alone. For the Lord God say, have not I commanded thee to be strong and very courageous. God commanded us to be very strong and courageous, knowing that he would never leave us nor forsake us, but he would be with us even to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. Amen. I thank God for, amen, for Elder Hodge, amen, First Lady Hodge, for allowing me to come forward with this message on today, amen, and amen, just to be encouraged, amen, just as I am used for the glory of God to encourage you, amen, I am encouraged myself, that no matter what it is that I'm about to face, or what it is, amen, that I'm going to face in the near future, amen, that I am not alone, but I have God on my side, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Elder, you really said something there, and we know that you travel a lot in your job and on the highway a lot, but it's good to be reminded to know that you're never alone. Amen. And I like, you know, you talked about those going in surgery in the hospital, and you might have a private room where you're in the hospital room all by yourself, but guess what? You're not alone. And then sometimes you might be a grandmother and all the kids are gone and the grandkids are gone and you're in the house all by yourself. But guess what? You're not alone. Yeah. And, you know, it may seem like you're by yourself, but you're never by yourself. And even when you set out to move forward in your life, and it looked like you don't have no backup, you don't have no support, hey man, even then, guess what? You're not alone. And no matter what situation you're in, hey man, you're not alone. And I like this scripture that you preached on us today when Joshua, God was telling Joshua, you know, he said, he already had told him one time, and you know, he said, have I not commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for thy Lord God is with thee. He said, I never leave you, and I never forsake you, but I be with you until the end of the world. God is going to be with you to the end of the world. God is purpose in his heart, amen, to be with you until the end of the world. And we know that God is able to do all things but fail. He's able to lift you up when you're down. He's able to strengthen you when you're weak. And you have to understand that even when you're alone, he's going to be right there. And in this scripture, he told Joshua to tell the priests, amen. He said, tell them, you know, to pass through the host and command the people. In other words, I'm gonna give you the short version, to sanctify themselves and get ready, because in 3 days they were going to pass over to the promised land. And they had been in the wilderness all this time. But guess what? All the time that they were in the wilderness, they were not alone. God was right there with them. Ain't that all right? Whatever they went through, whether it was hunger, whether it was thirst, even when they sinned against God, he was still there, amen, protecting them and shielding them and keeping them. Because he told them, your feet didn't swell and your clothes didn't, moths didn't take over your clothes. Your clothes didn't even rot during this whole period. God was right there, even in the midst of the wilderness. And if you want to take it back forward, even when they were in their trials and tribulations in Egypt, God was right there. And sometimes we're in our trials, we're in our tribulation, we're in our wilderness moments, but God is right there. And the good part about it is he told them, he said, sanctify yourself, because when you see the priest bring the ark over you, he say, follow the ark. In other words, follow God. Don't get too close. Stay back. That way you can see where the ark is going. Because if you get too close, you might make a move and the ark ain't going that way. So you have to stay back to keep it in purview so you know which way the ark is going. I like that. And it say, when the priest stepped his foot in the water, amen, the River Jordan became dry ground and they crossed over into the promised land. You can cross over into your promised land on dry ground today if you're following the ark. And we just want to offer Christ unto you today. If you don't know him for the pardon of your sins, amen, if you don't have a relationship with him, this is the moment, this is the hour, this is the minute, amen, that you can do it right now. If you just pray this prayer with me, the Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that you are saved. And I want to just share with you, I believe the Bible. I believe every word of it. Amen. I studied it and I still study it intensively. Amen. And I just believe what it says. I'm just a crazy chink when it comes to the Bible. You can't tell me nothing different if I read it. Amen. If it's in there, amen, I just believe it. And it says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Please pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Father, I believe that you are human, yet you are divine. You were born of a virgin, Mary. You died on the cross for my sins, but you got up on the third day with all power in your hand. And you're currently sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. Lord, save me in Jesus' name. Amen. I declare if you said that prayer, if you confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, the Bible declares that you are saved. I will declare that you are saved. And I'm just going to ask that you continue to study and read his word, grow your relationship with him, that you might grow in his grace. And you will know, nobody will have to tell you, but you will know that you are not alone, that he will be with you through thick and thin. The elder let us know that it's not a bed of roses, but he will be with you to the end. You might go through some trials, you might go through some tribulations, but he will be with you to the end. You might get left out and pushed aside, but he will be with you to the end. You might be in a dilemma and need deliverance. He will be with you to the end. You just got to know that for yourself. Grow in his grace and his relationship with him. We're going to bring everyone back on. And we're going to let Elder Miller, amen, give us our final prayer and benediction. Amen.
Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, God, on today. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength and activity.
Yes.
And full use of all of our limbs today, God. And oh, God, we even know some Father God, that our minds in the bed of affliction, oh, God, and Father God, that is in the hospital, Lord God, and they're still believing, Lord God, and trusting in you, Lord God. Oh, God, perform a miracle, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
That they will get back up, Lord God, and that they will walk again, that they will be amongst their family and loved ones again, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God,
yes.
We pray, oh, Father God, that your healing power will go forth. Touch those, Lord God, that are lying on the bed of affliction, Lord God. Heal them, setting free and delivering them, oh God.
Yes.
That we will all, Lord God, come to know, Lord God, and have confidence, oh God, that we are never alone. Oh, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, yes.
God, help us, oh God, to
yes,
be heard as we go throughout the rest of the day, the rest of the week, oh God. Time for the rest of the year, Lord God, that we will have the power of prayer.
Yes.
Oh, God, that you will strengthen us, oh God, on every side, oh God, that you will build us up.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The angel of this ministry, Lord God, and his wife and family, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we tell you thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you are doing, God, and all that we cannot
yes.
see right now. But Lord, we know that you are with us always, even to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We're going to let our amen. Brother Michael take us out. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Till next week. Amen. Stay blessed and stay in the Lord.